Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Pravin Govind Prabhuji to enlighten on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Prabhuji.
It's Prana
Govind Prabhuji.
Sorry. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Prana Govind Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 14th chapter, verse 3rd onwards. Before that, I would like to hand our call to Pravin Govind Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Pravin Govind Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Gurudev. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji.
Mataji, I think he's not there.
Sureshwar
Prabhu will read.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam.
I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. So His Grace Prana Govind Prabhuji is a devotee from his childhood. When Prabhuji was 8 or 9 years old, just by being in presence of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhuji became desired to become a devotee. After graduating at an early age of 15, Prabhuji stayed in Mayapur and Vrindavan and received initiation and started serving in various roles as such in Mayapur Dham as a guest house manager, general manager, as a facilitator of prasadam and accommodation for GBCs, sannyasis, devotees and life members, as a life membership director and fundraiser of Mayapur temple. Later, Prabhuji moved to US for many years. Prabhuji had been serving the devotees in the Alachwa temple in many such ways, such as Krishna Katha, in various study groups and counseling devotees to overcome their challenges on their spiritual path. Prabhuji will be soon taking sannyasi to serve the mission of dear Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam.
Thank you so much, Sureshwar Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prana Govind Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, send a call to you.
Am I audible, Mata?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much. Give me 1 second, I'll be with you. I'm sorry, I was just driving a little bit, that's why. Can I just sing for 1 minute and then I'm going to start?
Please, Prabhuji.
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari, Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari, Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Jamuna Tera Banachari, Jamuna Tera Banachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Gurudev, Gurudev. Prabhupada ki jai. Can we change that color, the background? Like a little pink or... I'm sorry, I'm using a very dear friend's family. I'm in New Orleans, and I just came from New Orleans to Baton Rouge. So that's why it's little. Instead of not pink, like. Oriel. Oh, this is good. This is good. This is good. Can you have it the galaxy so I can see the others? Yeah, that's good. Okay. Thank you. So, as I mentioned last time, that we should recite to invoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev. So please fold your hand. I'm just requesting wherever you are and recite 3 times Vasudev. Because this form of Vasudev, just want to let you know so you will be fully aware of it. The origin of Vasudev form is in Vrindavan, not the son of Vasudev in Mathura. That is also there, but the second expansion. First origin is in Vasudev. When Gargacharya came to Vrindavan to name the sons of I would say Mother Yashoda and Rohini Maiya. That took place on 81 days because they were in house arrest, and Vasudev Maharaj's wife, Mother Devaki, used to keep a track by 1, 2, 3 on the chalk. And one day they calculated it's 81 days, and they did not want Krishna's name to given by the Vaishya Brahmana. Like Shandila Muni and Baguri Muni, they are in Vrindavan, but they are Vaishya Brahmana. And Gargacharya is a Kshatriya Brahmana. So Vasudev Maharaj wanted Krishna's name. Well, he didn't have a name at that time. So I would say that's his son. He's thinking his son is in Nanda Maharaj's house. And I'm sorry, I'm taking a little time just to introduce how important these prayers that we do every day. And how effective it is. So then Vasudev Maharaj was thinking, it is my son. In the middle of the night, I took him to Nanda Maharaj's house and left him there and took his daughter and brought him. But nobody knows. It's only me and my wife and this baby knows. Nobody else. Well, that's not true. Nanda Maharaj is thinking other side. So anyway, so Mother Devaki got so nervous. He said, Vasudev, you have to do something before they call their own Brahmana, Vaishya Brahmana. I don't know what is Vaishya Brahmana in one sense, but this is all Leela and very nourishment. So then Gargacharya was told the secret that actually God appeared as my son. This is not Nanda Maharaj's son. So you have to go hidingly before morning happened. And you go and give the name. So when Gargacharya went there, Gargacharya did not tell them the fact what Vasudev Maharaj says. He said, I felt like you have a son and his name should be given. So I'm going to do Namakaran, but nobody should know. It's a hidden secret because Kongsho is so bad. He may send somebody if he finds out. So let's do in a cow barn. You know, cow barn is like a little corner of a cow shed. And so they did Mother Rohini Maya with Balaram and Mother Yashoda with her son. And then the Gargacharya started reciting the different name. So he said he's also son of Vasudev because that's what he knows. He did not know that this is son of Nanda Maharaj. So when he says he's a son of Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj heard it. He's thinking, oh, some life this boy was had taken birth from my cousin brother, Vasudev in Mathura. So he's not thinking that actually he came on the night of his birth. So then when Nanda Maharaj was so much in spiritual illusion, you can say spiritual affection illusion, about Gargacharya's name, all these names he's giving. That time Krishna, as soon as he says, So his name should be Vasudev. As soon as he says, this little cute boy Krishna stick out his feet from the mother's lap, you know, like stick out. And Gargacharya saw the footprints. When he saw, wow, he is the supreme object of my worship. So then he was overwhelmed. He felt like he should pay obeisances. He's the supreme God. Now he completely forgot about this, the whole other episode that why he came. He's thinking like, how can I do it? I should pay obeisances and do a big puja right now. But then he felt bad. Oh, if I do this, it will be against Krishna's own will, because he wants to play as a little boy in this village, as a son of Nanda and Yashoda. If I say, no, he's not a little boy, he's actually supreme origin God, that whom I worship for million years, million life, to come to this point that he's my object. So he want to cry and like declare everybody, but at the same time he's scared. So he was like trying to touch the feet of the Krishna, just to look at those footprints. And he said, yes, he is the son of Vasudev. He just wanted to escape from it. So when we think of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it has a very significance. Why? Because it reveals his identity in the heart of Gargacharya. So our Acharya says, when we say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, the God can reveal his supremacy in our heart also. So while you chant, please remember this. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Together, Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye Nastaprayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Ribhavati Naistaki Mukam karati vachalam pangulangayate girim jati kripatamaham bande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanayisharam paramanandamadhavam. Thank you. I also wanted to reveal, because I started with that, I hope you don't mind. This Saraswati that three things I mentioned this last month in my class in this group, that three things we should always keep in our thought or in our consciousness while we are serving Bhagavatam, in order to retain what realization we get, so it can stay there forever. We have to have a willingness to hear attentively, the willingness, that's all we can do. If we have a strong desire, I want to hear about Krishna, that willingness has to come from each of us. That's one. Second is appreciation. If we can appreciate Bhakti Japa Sangha group, the facilitator, whoever is organizing and created this wonderful association. And third is grateful attitude to Srila Prabhupada, Vyasadev, the entire Guru Parampara, and you have to be able to express why you are grateful. So one of the things that we are grateful, we express to Lord Narayan Krishna, and next is Naranarayan Rishi, who is still doing the austerities for us. But today I choose to express my gratitude to more than daily, to Mother Saraswati, and to Vyasadev, the author, and to Srila Prabhupada, who translated and gave his own commentary. So Mother Saraswati is something very significant in this Damodar month, because we think Mother Saraswati is the goddess of learning. That is true. Mother Saraswati's origin, I found Sanatan Goswami Pad writes in Vaishnava Tosani that Bhagisha Jasya Badane Lakshmi Jasya Bhakshasi Jasyaste Ridaya Sambhi Amnishing Aham Bhaje. If you go to Mayapur Jogopit birthplace, if you go in a parikrama on the back of the temple, you'll see this sloka. That's where I learned originally. And this sloka explains that how the energies are in the body of the Lord. Mother Saraswati's origin is in the heart with Sambhit potency. Sambhit potency is externally manifest as a knowledge, gives us illumination in the heart. Internally, it transforms into relationship. Two things you get from Mother Saraswati in her from origin when we start Bhagavatam. Feeling and relationship. I hope you can remember. Feelings and relationship. So when we recite this every day, we should very pay attention and be thankful. Thank you, Mother Saraswati, for giving such a wonderful feeling for Prabhupada and for Krishna and all the devotees, and especially my object of love, Radha Krishna, divine couple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that. And triangle relationship. So these two things, Mother Saraswati bestows to us. So we are grateful to that. With that note, we are going to recite today's verse, I believe, 14:3. Okay, that's okay. So this entire chapter is very interesting. Not so many verses that I can recite in a poetic form because they are all prose mostly. So I don't know so much of melody. So please bear with me and forgive me that not pronouncing in a rhyming way or nice melodious way. I tried this morning while Prabhu was driving or thinking how to recite this in a melodious way, but will be difficult. But let me go to that page. Oh, Mataji, you can put it up there. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. So if anyone knows how to recite this, otherwise I'll just recite as best I can. Just tolerate with me. I'll just say it like this. Okay. Atha jyatra kautambika dara apatta adaya. Namna karmana brik srigala eva anichata api kadarsh kadayasha kutumbina vi urankavat sam rakshayamanam mista api haranti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear King, family members in this material world go under the names of wife and children. But actually they behave like tigers and jackals. A herdsman tries to protect his sheep to the best of his ability, but the tigers and foxes take them away by force. Similarly, although a miserly man wants to guard his money very carefully, his family members take away all his asset forcibly, even though he is very vigilant. This purport, when I read, I was thinking, you know, a few years back, I said, because I originally from Alachua, I lived there for like over a few decades, and it's predominated by most of the Prabhupada's disciple Matajis, and said, whenever I hear this first line, Prabhupada rhymes it, I say, I'm never going to mention this ever in my any class, because I don't know how to explain this. And some or other, Krishna just testing me by putting this in this purport. So it's very interesting how Prabhupada put. One Hindi poet has sung, Dinka dhakini ratka bhagini palak palak rahu chuse. Then there is a second line. It is not here, but I learned from Prabhupada. Prabhupada quote this. Duniya bhar ke aisa maafik bhagini pose, ghare ghare bhagini pose. During the daytime, the wife is compared to a witch. At night, she is compared to a tigress. Her only business is sucking the blood of her husband, both day and night. During the day, there are household expenditure, and the money earned by the husband at the cost of his blood is taken away. At night, due to sex pleasure, the husband discharges blood in the form of semen. In this way, he is bled by his wife both day and night. Yet, he is so crazy that he is very carefully maintains her. Similarly, children are also like tigers, jackals, and foxes. As tigers, jackals, and foxes take away lambs, despite the hard man's vigilant protection, children take away the father's money, although the father supervises the money himself. Thus, family members may be called wives and children, but actually they are plunderers. This word, the plunderers, in many, many verses in this chapter. And you are all going to hear the definition of plunderers from different speaker. And I felt like I'm going to try to give another angle to look at it. Because I went through a life also, wonderful experience. First of all, before I begin the class, this whole chapter is not for the devotee's family. I hope everybody understands that. This chapter is not for the devotee families, because in the devotee family, they are all Vaishnavas. This is talking about the New Orleans. Yesterday we went to downtown for Harinam. In Los Angeles, we go to downtown for Harinam. San Diego, I went to downtown Harinam. We are talking about for those people who are not interested to awaken their Krishna consciousness. So I hope you all understand. This is not applicable of Mataji in your house or children in your house. This is not talking about this. It's talking about those who have not taken Krishna consciousness. So with that note, I'm going to pray to our Guru Parampara and then begin. You can join if you want. And this is another meditation I would request you. Try to offer flower. Flower represent heart. That's the origin of flower in Golok Vrindavan. You know, like from Radharani's body, the yellow effulgence out of her affection for Krishna emanated so much. Seeing this, Krishna said, wow, so much love she has. His blue effulgence coming out. This blue and yellow. Can Somebody help me. What is the combination of blue and yellow creates? Color combination. I'm sure
green.
All of you know.
Green.
Yes. Thank you. That's the origin of green. The forest, Vrindavan, comes from the body of Radha and Krishna for their attraction for each other. So forest, this chapter is just a reflection of Vrindavan forest in Vrindavan. That this chapter titled The Material World as the Great Forest of Enjoyment. But if we focus on Golok Vrindavan forest, but Vrindavan forest is not like popped up from the ground. It's from their body, from Radharani's body to Krishna's body, the effulgence, yellow and blue. When they have a feeling, these things manifest. And similarly, everything manifests from Radha Krishna. Janma Adiyasya, Bhagavatam began with that. That everything came from Radha Krishna. So with that note, we are going to pray to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara. So offer flower. That's where that flower, oh, I forgot to tell you. Anyway, the flower came from the feeling of Krishna to Radharani, one color flower, and from Radharani to Krishna, another flower. Sometimes they cannot express so much, so it takes unlimited color of flower. That's a flower originally originated or manifested in Vrindavan. So the feeling we have for our Guru Krishna, please express this by flower. You go to any ISKCON temple, you'll see they Guru Puja time, everybody offer flowers. Yeah, I'm sure you had experience. So flower represent our heart. What is heart? Where is the heart? Prabhupada said it's in the center of consciousness. What is consciousness? Not Western dictionary, consciousness means awareness. But Vaishnava dictionary, consciousness means what you are thinking, what you are aware, and what you have a feeling for the Lord or your Guru. These three combination, thinking, willing, feeling, created the consciousness. And center of that consciousness is where your heart, the soul's heart is. Because we are conscious being, unit of consciousness. So you, when you offer the flower, make sure you are aware who you are offering flower. So then your journey will be over. You'll get experience Krishna consciousness right away. So on that note, we're going to offer flower. We are going to, while we are going to chant. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurube Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha. Saya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo. I'm going to intervene in these prayers that when you offer flower to the feet of Lord, to the Vaishnavas, not only those who you think respectable, but actually every soul in your family, in your neighborhood, they're all in their fundamental identity. They are pure beloved of Lord Krishna. So you offer obeisances at that level, constitutional level. Do not see their conditional, whatever they are, he or she. You respect to the constitutional. I didn't say you act, you respect your vision. Because lion is also, soul belongs to Krishna. But I did not say you go and embrace the lion. We are not acting on it. But we are developing vision to respect that. So this is very nice. Bancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindhu baye bacha patithanam pavanibho vaishnavibho namo namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Okay. Thank you, dear mothers and prabhus. This chapter is very beautiful chapter. But always think your viewer, put yourself out of the topics and try to see from another angle. The family members, such as wife, children, here it says, I want to give a key point. By their action. Don't see outsider non-devotees, oh, they are all like a jackal and plunderers. No, the Bhagavatam does not want you to see like that. Even though it appears like this, by their action, are like wolves and jackals. Just as the wolf steals the protected sheep, the family members steal the wealth protected by the miserly husband. Everybody understand the word miser? Karpanna doso apahata sabhava. The beginning of second chapter, Krishna, Vyasadev used that Arjuna's confession. The karpanna doso, kripan, miser. What is kripan? Same thing here. Using by Sukhdev Goswami to King Parikshit that first of all, because King Rohaguna was a king and King Parikshit is king, so he's very interested how this king got illuminated. I want to know so I can put myself there. So it's very exciting that he's explaining the miser word means when you don't act on a constitutional level. Constitutional level, when Krishna looked at Arjuna, beginning of Bhagavad Gita, same thing, that with our functional identity or conditional identity, Prabhus and mothers, you will have a trouble in life, even as a devotee. Kormis are already in trouble. But you may say, how do we understand this? I see a lot of Kormis having Lamborghini, you know, driving Lamborghini, going, you know, expensive hotel and enjoying life, how can you say they are suffering? Krishna did not say they are suffering to be seen in that way. Krishna did say how to see the suffering. And he said in Bhagavad Gita, I'm sure you all remember the chapter 5, text 22. How did Krishna say when you see the karmis or even some activities of sometime devotees by mistake or non-Krishna consciousness activities, sometime once, I'm not saying it's all very rare, sometime we may do things like not appropriate Krishna consciousness. So in that case, you can see that Krishna explained this by just parsheshu ashakta mana bindati atmani jat sukham sa brahma yoga yukta atma sukham akshayam asnute. This is devotee's happiness. So I hope you are situated in this situation. If not, try to reach there today and stay there. Don't move, because that's your function, your access. You are capable of doing that in this life right now. Only thing is you need a greed for that. That yes, I want to be there in that position. Then next verse, Krishna says that how the karmis are enjoying. The karmis are enjoying how? Then Krishna says actually they are not enjoying. In the name of enjoying, they are actually producing. You see suffering. So if you ja bhoga dukkha janaya. Dukkha janaya means that you may see them driving Lamborghini, but they are not offering the Lamborghini for Krishna's service. So what happened? Here Krishna did not say dukkha only, he said junaya. The word, if you are familiar with Sanskrit, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar. Actually, I'm a fool. I don't know any language good. I'm just trying my best to become a servant. So you bear with me. But Krishna says here, dukkha junaya. The word he used, he said, dukkha where there is dukkha because it's temporary. And he says that it's junaya. Junaya means womb. Now, if one Mataji get pregnant with the husband, I mean, for a conceiving a child, now, do you see any symptom for a week or month? No. After a few months, you may see some symptom in her body. But for sure, you know, the child will come out, whatever, 9 months or 10 months. In India, they say in our village, 10 months. In America, they say 9.5 months, something like that. And Krishna came premature. That's why Kamsa did not know that day will come. He came 8 months. I was reading his birth chart by Kamanika. And Balaram came over mature, 14 months. So it's kind of, that's why Balaram is stronger. And Krishna came 8 months, is a premature according to the modern astrology calculation. Actually, there is no such thing over or under in Krishna's case. It is just an illusion. So here, Krishna used the word junaya. Junaya means everything they do, non-Krishna consciousness, is creating pregnancy, impregnated. You can say they are becoming impregnated with sin, with sin. Anything they don't offer to Krishna, everybody's creating sin and is becoming a pregnancy. End of this life, they could become a roaches and stay in the 25th floor, as Prabhupada says one time in a morning walk. He says, he stopped, he said, why? What is these people are doing? He said, oh, they are the killer of the roaches, cockroaches. Prabhupada said, why they have to go on 25th floor? How the cockroaches came to 25th floor? So Prabhupada gave an analogy. Said, do you know how? Said, because this man had, He is to own this 25th floor, One Life. And he was bragging, I am so rich. Those days, 25th floor in Hawaii was like the highest in Prabhupada's time in 69. Then he said, this man had an attachment for this 25th floor. I live on the top, you know, penthouse, the top floor. And I am the best person living in Hawaii because I have the 25th floor. So when he died, his attachment for 25th floor made him cockroaches. But he has to be born in 25th floor. What enjoyment he's getting? Not the human enjoyment, cockroaches enjoyment. But what the cruelty is, that some guy will come, pest controller they call, or bug buster they call, they come and kill these cockroaches. This is called misery. As a human being on 25th floor, he did not see the misery that he's creating. But his attachment to the 25th floor made a pregnancy. And now the child came out. He was born as a cockroaches on 25th floor, and he's been killed by the bug buster or cockroaches buster, whatever. There's so many companies like this in this country. So my point is, this chapter is giving this analogy that these people are going to suffer so much. Now, if we look at how they suffer, well, let's break down this verse that gave us a clue. Three ways people suffer in this world. One suffering is, I hope none of you saw this, but I remember I was driving in Gainesville one time, and there is a one nameplate has a tag, and it says, too many girls, too little time. And he parks right across me every day for like 10 years. So one day I had a talk with him, really nice talk. I said, what are you trying to express your feeling? Too many girls, too little time. What are you trying to say? He said, yeah, man, you are Hare Krishna. I know you don't enjoy much, but I want to enjoy life. I said, but in the name of enjoy, you only hankering, anticipation. You cannot enjoy all the girls. So try to understand this. This is reality. It is unattainable. You have so many desire to fulfill, but it is not attainable. This is the first mistake of the material enjoyment. Yeah? And the good example in Hare Krishna community, one time I went to a wedding party. I won't say the name because I love them. And there was a one Indian friend I had, a Siddhavodi, but he loves gulab jamun. And they had a gulab jamun. The pot was filled with gulab jamun. He says, I love gulab jamun. I grow up gulab jamun. I'm just in America 1 year, but I never had a gulab jamun. It's really good. I'm going to just eat a lot. I said, well, first you better ask the Mataji who is serving whether you can take more than one. So he asked, he says, can I have like a 10 gulab jamun? He said, no. We have only 1,000 gulab jamun, and in the wedding party, we have 1,000 people. And while he's eating, I said, so what happened? He said, oh, I'm very sad. I want 10, but she said only one. I said, oh, so your enjoyment is being kind of depressing? So if you did not have the desire, you would not suffer. Now you are suffering, even though you are honoring the prasadam, but you are suffering because you didn't get what you want. Even as a devotee, sometimes I'm not saying all the devotees, but sometimes you may find. Guess what happened? End of the wedding party over, we are passing through the same place that they were serving prasadam, and the gulab jam bucket was actually still halfway filled, and nobody's there. So then he says, what is this? Why so much gulab jamun? So he asked somebody, can I have some? He said, sure. but you took gulab jam before? He say yes, but this is the second bucket. It didn't have a proper proportion, so you can take as many one. So sure. So he took, instead of 10, he took 20. So I was going to see, like, maybe I will take some. I said, why don't you taste one? So he put one in his mouth. He said, yo, there's no sugar, some salt in that. Some, by mistake, the cook forgot. He poured the salt instead of sugar. So he put back everything. So try to understand what is here happening in the happiness, so-called happiness. Even the person who loves sex, after a few minutes, you are done, half an hour. But your craving to enjoy is not lost. I'm giving you very practical. This three way everybody suffer in this world. One is something unattainable, all the desire they want to be fulfilled. Second, even if it is attainable, it is not palatable. He wanted gulab jam more. First gulab jam had a sugar and perfectly made. Second bucket, the cook by mistake forgot sugar, put salt with the sugar. And it tasteless. And he got 20 gulab jamun, but he could not eat even one. He didn't like it. So even if it is attainable, it is not palatable. And I'm sure you can find many things in your life like that. And even if it is palatable, it is not retainable. You wish you would have a strength body like a teenager young when you are 60, 70. You want to enjoy like young boy or young girl, but you don't. Karmis, they suffer these three way every day, whole life, every life. So that's why Krishna says that they are already suffering. They cannot see. And then they are also getting impregnated with sin, because they did not offer anything to me. So as a result, next birth will take them to a form that they will suffer so much. There's no end. So this is one way to look at the material world. Now the spiritual world, let's look at how we can come to this spiritual happiness as a devotee. Then we will develop a kindness to bring the people to Krishna consciousness so they can also get the spiritual happiness. First of all, let's look at from this angle. The verse previous to the one I explained is 521. I'm going to explain just very short. Part very quickly and few words with this. It says, Bhajya Sparshesu Asakta Mana Bindati Atmani Jat Sukham Sa Brahma Yoga Jukta Atma Sukham Akshayam Asnuti. How the devotees enjoy. Yes, you all have a devotional life, but I hope you are not still searching happiness of spiritual life like karmis. I hope not. Because in this verse, Krishna says, don't get too excited about sensual pleasure. Bhajyas parshesu asakta mana. Detach from external. What does that mean? When you see something, external happiness, good car or good something or anything, don't be too excited. Thank you, Mataji, for putting it up. That's nice. So it's very dramatic. Bhajyas parshesu asakta mana. Don't be, it says, actually, literary translation, I don't remember exactly how Prabhupada did it, but means external sense pleasure. But my way of thinking, don't be excited. It is there, but don't be too excited. So then what should we be excited for? Next line. Bindati. Bindati means enjoy. How? Atmani jat sukham. Seek happiness within. You may say, Prabhu, how do you do it? Because I was not doing that either. But believe me, I'm not saying I'm any advance or anything, but something transformation definitely taking place. Because I lost the craving of sense enjoyment and other. And I'm tracing back where it's coming from. Anybody can have access. I'm sure you all are doing it. I hope so. And if you are not, let's start today. Think for a moment. Who are you? You are the male, Mataji or Prabhuji, or you are soul? You have a two identity, fundamental identity, functional identity. In Krishna consciousness, your dedication, your enjoyment, don't look for functional identity. Engage functional identity under fundamental identity. Fundamental identity means you're servant of Krishna. When Arjuna says, I cannot fight because as a Kshatriya, I'm a Kshatriya. I supposed to kill the aggressor. Who is the aggressor? My grandfather, Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, cousins. I can't do it. I can't do it. I am a Kunti Putra, Pandava. Oh, my Gandiva is falling from my shoulder. Krishna, I cannot fight. That's it. I give up. What did Krishna do? He did not say, oh, you are wrong. Come on, get up. Do it. No, Krishna didn't. He knows the signs. He knew exactly how it is for us. He's teaching through Arjuna. Not that Arjuna is in that category. He's acting in that platform. So he said, guess what? You are not a Kshatriya. You are not a Mataji, Prabhuji, or a businessman, doctor, engineer. You are none of this. You are not a Kshatriya. Then Arjuna says, I'm not? Then who am I? Dehi nahasmin jata dehe kumaram jovanam jara tata dehantara prapti dhira. Use the intelligence. Prabhupada says sober means intelligent. Dhira means intelligent. Not only soberness will not come out. Like if somebody is peaceful, they think he's sober, but he may not have any discriminating power. So when Prabhupada used the word sober, dhira means with intelligence. Dhi, the verbal root of dhi is intelligent. Intelligent will discriminate capability within you that you can remain in the midst of trouble, peaceful person. This is dhira. So when he told Arjuna, you are soul, you are not a Kshatriya, you are not a Kunteya. Then Arjuna says, what is soul? Then Krishna narrated the whole Bhagavad Gita. And this is the same thing here, that when we think of happiness, even you honoring prasadam, don't look at the rice dal. Look at the connection. Oh, Krishna ate this. Krishna's saliva from his lips touched this. Krishna must love this devotee who cooked in order to eat it. That's my mother. Wow, she is a great devotee that she pleases Krishna. This conception, this thought will connect you inside your body. And you'll see that illumination take place. There is a higher happiness will be experienced more than the rice, dal, sabji experience. Rice dal sabji is not actually the Chidananda or Shevananda. But I am in the conditional life. Rice dal is here. I have attachment to this. To maintain the body, I have to do this. So we engage it. But it has a transformation. Transformation does not come by eating rice dal, by eating the contact, connection with Krishna. So Krishna says here, Bindati Atmani Jat Sukham. So seek happiness within, turn inward. Can you do right now in the audience, whoever the numbers are? Try to ask yourself, who am I listening? Who is the listener here? Is my ear listening? No. Then who is the listener? This body? No, body is the facilitating. Oh, so the soul, where is the soul? Try to go inside you. I mean, inside this body, not inside you. You are the soul. So inside this body is the soul. Try to see next to you is Krishna. I cannot see Prabhu. I cannot. Who is blocking you? Who is blocking your perception? I don't know. Then take shelter. Who can remove this blockage? That's called Guru. That's called Vaishnava. That's why Krishna says, Pranipatena Pariprasnana Sevaya, that you bow to the Guru. Why? Because he can remove this blockage between me and Krishna so I can see Krishna face to face. My problem is over. So he says, seek happiness within. Then third line Krishna says, Bhajyas Parshishu Asatnamana Bindati Atmani Jasukam. What's the third line? Sa Brahma Yoga Jukta Atma. Sa Brahma Yoga. Concentrate on Brahman, Krishna. When we start seeking happiness within, then we will learn to concentrate on Supreme. Believe me, mothers and prabhus, don't just put the cake prasadam in the mouth. Think. Krishna says, I am the taste. It is Krishna's energy. Whatever the flour, sugar, I'm not a good cook, but I started. Because I got attacked emotionally by one devotee in this audience, maybe 3-4 months back. Because I expressed, you know, Bhakti Charu Maharaj told me to learn how to cook. You're going to take sannyas. Why do you not cook? Bir Krishna Maharaj says, you're not cook, you're not going to be sannyas. I was like, what's the cooking as a criteria to become a sannyas? But then this Mataji, I forgot her name, she said in this group, she said, why not? Why can't you do that? Why is it? And this affected me, believe or not, within a week, a Gurukuli boy who is an expert khichdi cooker, he taught me. And I from that day, I stopped honoring prasadam from outside the temple and the other devotees. I started cooking and offering. It has transformed a lot. So I bow to Bhakti Japa Sangha group. That Mataji, please forgive me, I forgot your name. Whoever you are like my teacher. You gave a little boost, which Bhakti Charu Maharaj will be happy when he hears this in spiritual world. And Bhakti Krishna Maharaj, of course, I told him, he was very happy to hear that. So my point here, that when we are honoring prasadam, try to think this way. Krishna says, concentrate on me. So Brahma Yoga. How do you connect it? Two ways. Can we remember? Everything surrounding us has a compositional and application sense. Two sense. Compositional means this rice doll, this body I have, this mind I have, is made of material elements. They are material elements. But the soul, Krishna, they are Satchidananda, spiritual. Both material and spiritual together here. Here my body, you can see my hand I'm raising. Well, I'm not raising actually, I'm desiring. Indra is helping me to raise. Indra is the controller of the hand. So in this sense, this body is material, but I'm using now for Krishna service, it's spiritualizing. We have to be very careful. If we are not spiritualizing 24 hours a day, it can go back to material because its origin is material. But the soul, origin is spiritual. Krishna's origin, Satchidananda, is spiritual. It will never become material, but it can focus. Soul can focus on material and get covered. Because here is the soul and the material. The soul does not have a direct connection with the material world without subtle connection, route called subtle body. So Krishna says here, so Brahma Yoga Jukta Atma means concentrate on Brahman. When we start seeking happiness within, then we will learn to concentrate on Krishna. So you say, okay, my mother, her body is material, but she wants to cook. Now she's spiritualizing her body, her mind, everything, thinking of cooking for Krishna. She's a maid servant of the maid servant of Radharani, because only Radhikar Pakkarna Vivida Venjana Paroma Anande Krishna Karena Bhujana. Only Radharani cooking is. So it's not even mother is cooking. Mother is the assistant manjari of Radharani. This thought is good. This will actually purify us. Then rice dal is material. Now it's going to be spiritual because of this thought, consciousness. And then second offering time, that concentration, then we have to think like this when we eat on our prasadam, that how this transformation taking place. This is what Krishna is saying. If our vision is outward, we cannot focus inward. Please remember this. If you only think rice dal, well, you know, this dal looks more yellow because some khichdi I make is not completely yellow. Then somebody said, no, you have to mix some turmeric. I said, oh, that part that boy did not teach me. He said, just boil rice and dal, and there is a proportion of. So I learned. So if somebody says, oh, this khichdi doesn't look like khichdi because there's no yellow much, very little dal is not really yellow, it's just a semi-yellow or whatever you say. Krishna says here, you concentrate. Concentrate means you have to connect it. Okay, there was a rice dal material. Now it's spiritualizing. This is called application sense, utilizing. So this concentration, everything we do, it becomes spiritualized, and you'll start experiencing a mystical spiritual connection that you will lose the taste of material craving. It is guaranteed. I'm not giving guarantee, Krishna. Because I believe in it, I am experiencing, and this will work for anybody if they want to. If we follow the formula, Krishna says. Then the last line, I'll end here. Relish imperishable happiness. Can you see it? Twice Krishna says, how much Krishna loves you, loves each of us. He said twice. He said Bindati before. Now he says Ashnute again. He said, come on. You all Hare Krishna people. I mean, we are his devotees. Krishna is saying, why don't you release this happiness, this imperishable happiness? And then Krishna says, ending this, Sukham Akshayam Ashnute, means there will be a time in your life you don't need rice dal to experience the rice dal's effect you had in that connection. Because it was connecting through your consciousness, the transformation took place. You can sit in one place for one day without eating anything, and you will be in happy. Happy like nothing can make you happy. You are so happy. This is what uninterrupted happiness will take place. So with that note, I hope you see different angle to look at this verse. I was going to, if I have a minute, I wanted to introduce a song. Do I have a minute, Mother?
Yes, Prabhuji, we have time.
Okay. Is Mother Vishnupriya, do you have a kartav? There is a song, if you can put it up. I don't know if you can put it up there. Is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, how you can make your wife, children, everybody in a happy family in Krishna consciousness. It began with Amara Balite Prabhu. Amara Balite Prabhu. Ar Kichu Nai. I have a kartal. I'll see. Otherwise, I'll take the medanga. I'll just use my hand. This is a beautiful song. If you meditate on this song, you can really be nourished in your family life, because you will have a proper respect to each member. You will not see like, oh, just my daughter or is my son. No, you will respect them as a Krishna's representative. And that is required in order to actually enjoy the Krishna consciousness in family life. That vision, It's not so much with the, I'm not attacking any Prabhus, but generally man has some male ego I found amongst my friend and with me. Oh, thank you. You found it. That it's difficult for them to just respect everybody as a great Vaishnava in the family life. But if we try, believe me, my two sons, they are like my best friend. Really, they're best friend. We love each other. There's no question. Because of that Krishna consciousness base. So similarly, so we're going to sing very like one time, not maybe. We can all sing together if you like. I'm not a good singer, so please forgive me if you don't find a good melody. Just forgive me and take your melody and add it with it. Amara balite prabhu ar kichu nai tumi amar matro pita bandhu bhai bandhu dara suta suta tabo dasi daseita sambandhe sabe amar prakash dhana jana grihadar tomar boliya raksha kori ami matra sevak hoiya tomar karje ratare upar jiva dhana tomar sansar be করিব বহন ভালো মন্দ নাহি জানি সেবা মাত্র করি তোমার সংসারে আমি বিষয় প্রহরি তোমার ইচ্ছায় মোর ইন্দ্রিয় চালনা শ্রবণ দর্শন ঘ্রাণ ভোজন বাসনা নিজ সুখ লাগি কিছু নাহি করিয়া ভকতি বিনোদ বলে তব সুখ সার মাদার ক্যান ইউ রিড দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন উড ইউ মাইন্ড
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, Mataji.
Nothing remains mine. Father, friend, brother, you are even these to me. To those whom I call friends, wife, son, and daughter are all your servants and maid servants. Whatever care I take for them is only as it relates to you. But if I continue to maintain my wealth, family members, home, and wife, it is because they are yours. I am a mere servant. For your service, I will earn money and bear the expenses of your household. I know neither good nor bad. I mostly serve. I am but a watchman who guards the proprieties in your household. 6. The exercising of my senses, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching is done according to your desire. 7. I no longer do anything for my own pleasure. Bhakti Vinod says, your happiness is the essence of everything.
And do you know the last line, what you just read? Means if a devotee does this, respect the family member as a Krishna servant and respect them as important. That Krishna will not be happy if I don't have a proper attitude towards them. And Krishna will not be happy and you will never be happy. So we must respect the other family members. Not that if Maharaj comes or senior devotee came, then only, you know, I respect them. But children and family, just tired. No, that's not a proper attitude. You would not do this if Krishna was living in your house with this family. Would you? No. Then why? So correction has to be required in our heart. This is the essence of the material world as a great forest of enjoyment if we don't do this. So I will end here with this, that our consciousness is presently caught at material level. What we seek pleasure and purpose in material things. That is the problem. We can transform. How do we do it? Yet because we are spiritual and eternal, the ever-changing nature of material things makes us feel what? Insecure. Do you know the word insecure? You ever felt? I did. Many, many times in my life. Nowadays, do I have insecure? Not feeling wise. But sometimes car breakdown, sometimes doesn't work something, sometimes Wi-Fi doesn't work. I could not even give class yesterday, one class, because Wi-Fi was not working in the temple. But do I have to be upset about it? No. I got disturbed that I could not serve, but I can still think of Krishna. So I was praying to Nitai Gaur. Within 10 minutes, everything worked out. Some devotee popped from somewhere. He's good at it. And he was not supposed to come, he told me later on. He said he thought of stopping at the temple on his way to work. But Krishna directed him to me, I see. And he fixed this problem and class went on. And he left. And he said he listened the whole class till he went to the office. So like this, in any circumstances, we can always turn to Krishna. Never can be disappointed or upset with anyone. So we seek security through our muscle, our talents, our bank balance, and what? Big house, big car, so forth. Yet, all such security is always temporary. It won't protect us when death eventually pounds on us. I don't know if you ever heard the word death, but we all going to face it. So what do we learn from this chapter? We understand that whenever we are seeking security, we are ultimately seeking spirituality, Krishna. Not to go to a wrong way of thinking. Even if we are not aware of it, we are looking for something unchanging in the heart that will serve as the solid ground for our life and its endeavor. That unchanging foundation, mothers and prabhus, is our spiritual core, our relationship with the supreme spiritual whole, Krishna. No matter how many things go wrong in our life, bhajan life or job life, karmi life, whatever life, material world is made for dukkhalayam, misery place. Instead of complaining, what we should do? Nothing can hurt our spiritual core. And nothing can make Krishna abandon us. These two things you must please remember. I'm sure you're already doing it, but I'm just trying to force it again because I'm forcing myself. That nothing can hurt our spiritual core and nothing can make Krishna abandon us. We start realizing the indestructibility of spiritual reality when we spiritualize our consciousness by practicing daily sadhana. Hearing Bhagavatam, this Bhakti Japa Sangha group, they do, I hope everybody, not anybody new, they know, they do Japa. All the whole sadhana, you can find through them. It's like unbelievable. They have a Japa, they don't have a prasadam. I mean, you have to cook probably in your house. Otherwise, almost like everything. The morning sadhana, you can. So, you will be able to start realizing this indestructibility of spiritual reality when you spiritualize your consciousness by practicing daily sadhana bhakti. And such elevation of consciousness increasingly will connect you with Krishna. And once that connection becomes steady and strong, even if material insecurity afflicts us at the material level, we can still relish the supreme spiritual security in Krishna. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, I see some hands.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful and very enlightening class today. Thank you for sharing about your cooking to make prasadam for Krishna. Very nice song, Prabhuji. And finally, you said that corrections are required within ourselves. We have to respect to everyone. And Prabhuji, I have a small question, Prabhuji. We are trying to respect to everyone, even our family members also. But sometimes our family members also, they will make upset to us, Prabhuji. So what to do at that time?
Can you repeat the last, I forgot. Can you do, what can you do at that time, just before that? I could not hear.
Yeah, we are trying to respect to our family members. But our family members, they are trying to us to make upset, Prabhuji, sometimes. So what we have to do at that time? Not only family members, sometimes
yes,
also.
Yes. You know that I'm going to give you, I'm sure you all heard the story of Prabhupada, how his sister Pishima complained and cried. I heard this story from Bhavananda Maharaj. Prabhupada told him a personal private life, his early life before he took sannyas. He said one time Pishima, his sister, we call Pishima, Pishima's family life was a very tough, challenging. You can say worse than most of the devotees, I would say. Her husband, he was a womanizer. But don't take it in a wrong way, because he's a very respected. He became a great devotee at the end. He was into drinking, smoking. He would do everything. I can imagine some Indian has that corrupted mentality. I saw in Calcutta. So Pishima came to Prabhupada because they have a bond, this brother, sister. He said, I can't take it anymore. He's like abusing. He drinks. I can smell. I cannot tolerate anymore. Prabhupada told her, where is your Radha Govinda deity? He said, I took it away the day he started abusing and yelled to me and this, like, what to talk about outside? I'm talking about within the family, like a problem. Prabhupada said, you should start maybe doing little austerity, like don't depend on him. Make a nice offering. Feed him prasadam, lot of prasadam. Make nice something that he's taking outside. You say he eats outside. He doesn't like here. Whatever they're making outside, make it here in a very sumptuous way. Of course, I didn't hear the details. What was the details of whether it's a, what do you call, paneer, palak, no, was it palak paneer or whatever. So anyway, the Pishima started cooking. She had a lot of respect to Prabhupada. And she started cooking, but he did not give up for months and months. After 1 year, he got seriously sick. He was so sick. His wife, our Pishima, was the only person care, not the children, not the other. Maybe, I don't know, all of you know Pishima's family. I came to know because I used to go to Chandra Babu's shop. Lotus Cinema Hall in Calcutta, two sides, two sons of Pishima had a watch repair shop. Govinda Babu and Chandra Babu. Chandra Babu was a great devotee. Of course, I used to go there, Mataji, I have to confess, because I used to get a free limca, drinks, soft drinks. So I would walk from the temple. It's a long walk, 2 miles, but I would go to his shop after 10 o'clock just to be there a few minutes, and it's a cold, soft drinks he would give us, any devotee would go there. And Govinda Prabhu, I never went. I went only one time, and that was enough. Because he said something it was difficult for me to reconcile against Prabhupada. So I never went. So there is a favorable, unfavorable within the family of Prabhupada's descendant. So anyway, back to this. When he got sick, after 1 month on the bed, he could not even move. He was about to leave this world. He started one day crying, and he really confessed. He said, I cannot believe you are my wife. You are like a divine person. You never judge me. You never said anything wrong. You just tolerated all my abuse. You know, I was a woman hunter. That's how she came to know everything, actually, what he was doing. She had a feeling, because in Vedic culture, you know, even in Calcutta, you don't find out sneaky way. Like in America, you can hire a detective or whatever, you know. But she was surprised to see, but she was very happy that actually prasadam effect and her good prayers she did every day for him, it came back. He started crying to her and confessed all the wrong things he did. He said, if it was not you, I would be probably dead long time back. The amount of drinking and smoking, I was always playing cards and this, that. And he cried, he said, I don't know how can I ever pay back. Can you forgive me, please? Please forgive me. If you don't forgive me, I will go to hell. Big change. It's shocking. She was very shocked. But of course, she was thinking, what Prabhupada said, it will work. So at the end, he came out of it and he stayed for a while. And then he passed away. But he was a perfect devotee that time. He would chant. He would do everything. And he would serve her. He would start seeing her as a guru, his own wife. So many angle we can look at it. Nothing can stop us praying, even to our enemy. And Bhakti Siddhanta Srinath Thakur says, even if you're family member or somebody, your enemy, you can still pray, because prayer for enemy shows how much, because when you advance forth manada omanina, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the explanation of Shikshastaka that anybody is advancing, 4 symptoms must be in the heart, in the consciousness. So we can see that even to the worst enemy, we can pray for their good. Because at the at the constitutional level, they are pure soul. They are pure lover of Krishna. But their conditional level, functional level, they may be horrible butcher or whatever, I don't know. Obnoxious or whatever, we all have some idea about the dirtiness of some human being. But that's temporary. What they're missing is missing our association. What do? We put from constitutional to conditional a connection called cognitional. This cognitional means purification, purifying, association, prasadam, chanting. They are missing. Anybody connects from constitutional to conditional by cognitional, they become back to the lover, forever, eternally happy. So I hope that gives you some idea. I'm sure you know already.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful answer, Prabhuji. It's very helpful for me.
Thank you.
Devotee, my dear devotees, if anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
I see some raised hands. There are 3. Is that means Okay.
Yes, this is Prabhuji. Yeah.
Oh, there are four. So maybe they can start one by one.
Anuradha Mataji can go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. If I say wonderful class, I mean, it's such a, what do you say, lesson giving class. And I don't see, is Prabhuji there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, don't see your video. Sorry. Yeah, sorry, Prabhu. So, yeah, so I have a few questions, Prabhu. I mean, everything is related to me and it is not to offend anybody. It's just the struggle that I go through. And first, to begin with, I'm very new in Krishna consciousness. So my consciousness is also like that. So the things are like, I have heard recently in a class by a very elevated Vaishnava who said that even when it is prasadam, but it is in a public gathering, like a Sunday feast or something. He did not mention Sunday feast. He said a public gathering. We try and avoid that also, even if it is prasadam, because we don't know whose consciousness is what. So it is little different than what I have been hearing when it comes to prasadam. And you also said that a sannyasi, of course, I understand the difference between sannyasi and, I mean, to a certain extent, the difference between sannyasi life and a grihastha life. But, I mean, what I always feel, Prabhu, whether a sannyasi or a grihastha, every one of us wants to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, if possible, in this very life. So if doing little more compromise and we can, I'm talking about myself, I was such a sinful person and at least externally left everything for Krishna. So not, why not little more? And, you know, if I can be better devotee. So would you please enlighten on that, Prabhu? Then I have two follow-up questions too.
You know, before I came to Banaprastha, my main teacher was my wife. She actually helped me where I am today. And I respect her always, even though we are not together anymore because I'm taking sannyas. But she gave her blessing full-fledged. She was my teacher. And I remember in my business life, I was a diamond merchant, a jewelry business. And my goldsmith, he was a hardcore Christian, Western body, and he eats everything. I mean, I don't have to name it, you know. So I told him, he's a good goldsmith. He's a very good goldsmith. He's a Creel Hinter Mister. And we are good friends till today, even though I'm not there. I hand over the business as a gift to my son, oldest son, and he runs it. So, and one day we had a talk because I noticed he is eating inside the shop. Something horrible smell, because I'm not horrible in a sense, my nose are not able to take it. So I had a nice talk. I said, would you mind if I make some preparation for you, nice prasadam, nice food? He said, no, I just like stick. And he was saying his things. I said, I have a stick that it will give you happiness, not depression or suffering. Like you miss your mother, because he always very attached to his mother and he cries. Her picture is on his jewelry bench. So I said, your consciousness will become so beautiful, you'll be surprised. You can eat whatever you want, but try also the food I eat. This was the beginning. So I paid some Mataji to cook special, because my wife was a good cook, but was not the something that Western taste of something. So I knew that Mataji come from a Jewish background. She's Prabhupada's disciple, and she's the best cook of this vegetarian stick. And she would offer to Krishna, and I would give him. And I fed him almost 1.5 years. In between, he would eat sometime. Then I said, if you don't mind, if you want to eat something outside the prasadam, eat outside the shop. So he said, okay, I'm sorry. He would not say this before, but he changed. I see that. He said, I'm so sorry. I don't mean, like, I can see the vegetarian has a different flavor. After 2 years, 3 years, no more eating inside, no more eating in his house. He literally became vegetarian. And then he became Prasad Bhoji. Of course, he chants also sometimes. So he actually gave me a tool how if I want to help that devotee, help that person, even though he's not a devotee in a sense, externally, but it is possible if I have a strong desire. And do I have a time? All this calculation has to be there. Now, if somebody is very sensitive in the beginning stage of life, sitting next to a meat eater may be not a good idea. Who is eating meat and you're smelling it while you are entering prasadam. I agree. Maybe it's not a good idea. Until your consciousness elevates to a point where they can have a dialogue even while eating, and that person will change and he will probably take prasadam according to your ability, according to your capacity. If we develop a strong faith in prasadam, prasadam is also a person. Prasadam is a conscious will give us intelligence how to adjust in a place and circumstances in time. Yesterday, this girl in our Harinam, this girl is eating the hot stuff. She's a white body, Caucasian, Western body. And I have a little funny way of approaching people. And she is and her boyfriend both are eating something not a good smell in downtown. And we are in Harinam. And I have the microphone. And I said, can you just say Hare Krishna? She actually took out the stick from her mouth. Said, okay, Hare Krishna. I said, just read the whole thing. And Gopal Radhe Prabhu, one devotee, he said, here, you can just read. And she said the whole Maha Mantra. And I always think, Prabhupada says, you can infuse Krishna consciousness beginning with four things. I don't know why he said four things. Only you can ask Prabhupada. He said, did they take a book? I said, no, Prabhupada. Did you get some money from them? No, Prabhupada. Did they eat little prasadam? No, Prabhupada. Did they chant? No. Then what value of your association, giving association to them? These four things you must do. And then later on, I found where it is from, 17th chapter. There's a beautiful verse there for tamogun. We just do the opposite. That's how Prabhupada got it. He told to Sasrup Maharaj. The verse starts with, you can read later on, Pidi Hinam Mantra Hinam. Adakshinam, like this. So I always think like one of the four ways you have to infuse Krishna consciousness. They will become devotee this life or next life, definitely. Because Prabhupada said these four things, if they do, they will. They are into a track. Now they will go. They may not know, but that will happen. So yesterday we met so many people. So many people, even we confronted this big black guy, he's a wonderful person. He said, I said, can you just chant this? He said, no, I'm a Muslim. I said, but Allahu Akbar, God is great. He said, yes. I said, it's the same in my language, Sanskrit. Just say it. Then he chanted the whole mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it just depends on your tolerance capacity. How much can you tolerate their association, don't go more. And it's nothing wrong. That doesn't mean you are less. I hope everybody understands. If somebody cannot tolerate, doesn't mean that person is less devotional than I am because I can tolerate more. No. Because when this, I'm sure you heard that story, when two disciples were crossing the river, one disciple saw the scorpion floating in a heavy current. And he said, oh no, this is terrible. The scorpion will die. So he pick up the scorpion. Do you know what scorpion does when you pick up? First thing they do, sting you. It's painful. And he cannot hold it. Oh. And then he drops it. Again, he picks it up. He drops it. Again, he picks it up. Some or other, he tried to throw, but the other side of the river, he's in the middle, so far. So he tried, finally he made it and threw it to the bank. So then when they came to their guru, so they narrated, said, Gurudev, it's very hard. I'm sorry, my hand got so much mess. So Gurudev asked the other disciple, how come you didn't try to help? So Gurudev, if if I try the scorpion, my hand will be so much swallow, I won't be able to serve what service you gave me. So my service is so important. So I withdraw that compassion voluntarily because it will hurt my service to you. Then he asked this, why did you do it? Now you got swollen. So Gurudev, I can continue my service with that. It's okay. I'm get used to it. I even got a snake bite. I got so many things. It's okay. I can do it. So Gurudev says, you both are perfect. Both are good example. Not that one is better than other. According to our tolerance capacity, we can extend the compassion. That doesn't mean somebody has less compassion means less a devotee. No, that's not what it is. It's according to your capacity. I hope that helps you, Mother.
Yes, Prabhu. And though my question was like, my question originally was even if it is prasadam in a public gathering, because we don't know. I mean, we have taken prasadam, I don't know if I should call it prasadam. Not sure if it was offered or not. So in a public gathering, we don't know whether it is actually prasadam, though it is said to be prasadam, it's a devotee gathering. But you know, sometimes it's rush, who is what. I don't want to know that, but just for my own consciousness. So I'm asking for betterment in my spiritual life.
If I was there and I don't know if it is offered or not, I would not take it. It's better to be confirmed, it's better, or I can offer it myself and take it. Because Krishna in the heart also watching, okay, if you think this is a great food, I want to taste too. Don't you want to offer me? Krishna is talking. If I don't hear it, something is wrong on my hearing. Krishna loves enjoying this, loves that you like to share, you want to offer him first. So you can maybe intervene or instigate. Say, is this offer or can I offer it? There is a simple formula how to offer. Prabhupada gave a very simple formula. And Krishna eats. Asnami prajata atmana. Krishna says, I eat. Asnami means I eat. When you offer it with devotion, that's all. Very simple. You can do that. But another thing also, in case if you see some devotees are eating and you doubt whether it's offered or not, can you withdraw your judgmental nature? You have
to. Yes, I can try. Yes, I can try.
You have to. You don't have a choice. To advance, you have to withdraw your judgmental. I tell you a beautiful story of Hamsudut Maharaj. He was walking with Prabhupada and there is an apple tree and Prabhupada plucked one and he didn't see what Prabhupada did, but he was looking at it for a few minutes and then he took a bite. And Hamsudut Maharaj says, Prabhupada, you didn't offer it. Now, as an Indian, probably Indian culture generally, you would not tell Prabhupada, how come you didn't offer it, you eat it. Because Prabhupada is a great devotee. But I like the Western devotees. They are also very wonderful. He really asked, I thought we don't eat anything without offering, Prabhupada, but you ate without offering. You may say, how audacity, you know, he has to ask. But I'm glad he asked. Because Prabhupada gave a beautiful answer. He says, don't you know I'm a sannyasi? Sannyasi means they carry the deity in their heart. Yeah. And you are a grihastha, you carry deity in your house. You offer everything in physically and then you honor prasadam. But for a sannyasi, they carry the deity in their heart. When they look at this, they offer it through their mood and they can eat. That's how I did it. So yeah. I would not know that actually how Prabhupada offered something. So it's good that they asked. So you can do that too. Then Prabhupada, he also very nice, out of compassion, he said to him that, if you are advancing, you can also start offering. If you don't have a facility, altar in your driving, because he was a big book distributor also. Many stories of that. He said, you can start offering the Lord in your heart. So you can do that too, Mata.
Thank you, Prabhu. And I know there are two hands and then the time is going. Just a quick question, if you can give me a quick reply, Prabhu. I feel, because you spoke about material suffering, I feel, I mean, for me, I feel the internal sufferings and the anarthas that appears, you know, and right, only difference from material life to this life for me is that I can see that I'm feeling greedy or I'm envious of someone or jealous. I can recognize it, but I cannot fight it. I'm still envious and still jealous and all that bad things that a devotee should not be. So how do we struggle and don't get, I mean, how do we not get into depression seeing myself how bad I am and cannot do anything about it?
You are probably seeing what is in my heart, because I used to have a horrible heart, believe me, mother. It's still probably there. I don't see as bad, but it used to be horrible. I used to be jealous. If somebody can give better class than me, it's like, oh, why can't I? I see it disappearing. It doesn't bother. Rather, I appreciate. One of the things I used to do, I used to, even though I didn't feel it, but I would find a key point in his or her classes and glorify the devotee. It's not that my mind was saying, yes, yes, go for it. No, my mind said, no, that person is not good enough. I'm better. But I would take action on the intelligence. Intelligence said, do it. So I would say, oh, Mataji, this point you made is so good. I love this. She said, you're the only one, I remember. She's a senior devotee also, Prabhupada's disciple. She said, you're the only one who gave this compliment. I was thinking, I thought that was a good idea. The way how to engage everything in our life by dovetailing. And the explanation of dovetail is a wooden, I'm sure you heard that. The word Prabhupada used, dovetail, means a wooden furniture when they put cling together. That's called dovetailing. So I said, this is very fascinating. I like that. She said, thank you. That made me very happy now. I feel very. And I saw that the feeling I had not favorable towards her disappeared. Now I see her once in a while, I really naturally respect develops automatically in the heart. So we can even artificially try to express, to glorify and appreciate. And it works. It transforms your heart. When I'll be completely pure and then glorify, I don't know. It may never happen to me because I'm such a horrible creature. But if I start glorifying, finding anything good in anybody, I may say, okay, I have an envy of this person. Why not start glorifying that person face to face? Even I don't feel, but just do it. You'll see transformation take place within your heart. Within my heart, it took place. My heart was horrible than your mother. If I can be transformed, easily you can be transformed. Anybody can be transformed. So just do it. Try.
Thank you. Prabhu, if you have an email address, please share it with us so that if anything further we can. Thank you, Prabhu.
Can you put my contact there if possible?
Yeah, we can share it personally. I will share it to Mataji personally, your contact.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Or else I'll try it, Prabhuji. So, first of all, I want to ask the forgiveness from Shri Lekha Mataji. She was the one first who raised her, and accidentally we have unmuted Anuradha Mataji. Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji. Shri Lekha Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Babuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Mother Sri Lekha Devi from India. Wow.
Yes, Babuji. Thank you for the wonderful association. Thank you so much, Babuji. Babuji, I have one question. Like you said that like we should consider every member of the family like as Krishna devotees. But if the family members are non-devotee, in that case, Prabhuji, what should we do, Prabhuji? Like,
I think it always works if you really act on it. Pray for that person and make something that person will like. It is not up to you, the transformation. It is up to Krishna. He will transform through the prasadam, through your prayers, Krishna will transform.
Like Prabhuji, like it is said that you should always help those who are Vaishnavas. So like if the family members, like some relatives, they are non-devotees and they are spending their money on sense gratification. And when it comes to the education or some household expenses for their family, they don't have money. So in that case, should we help them? Because of course, they are relatives. So we feel bad when the children are not able to get the basic things. So in that case, what we should do, because this is so disturbing, because on one side, we feel that the money is going in the wrong way because they are using the money in sense gratification and eating non-veg and all the things. And on the other part, like their relatives, then should we help or not? Like this is what is my question, probably.
This is very tough because you feel guilty sending the money and they're using for wrong purpose. If you really feel, I feel that you are feeling very intense on this, that in that case, really pray hard. And I'm going to pray for you. I also would request everybody, if you can just chant one time right now, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra together for Mataji's help. Let Krishna help her to give her intelligence and the consciousness of those people that she is involved, give some transformation that appreciate her kindness. Then there will be some bridge. Then they both will be benefited. Can we all chant one time just for her? Is that okay? Okay, let's chant one time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Rama,
Hare Hare.
Let Mother Srilekha Devi Dasi get benefit that she is helping to her relative. I'm sure, Mata, something mystical happened. And I'll keep on praying a few times.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Prabhuji, Raj Prabhu is requesting read this question. So, Mata, please, I'm reading Prabhuji's question with your all permission. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very grateful. Very beautiful class. Thank you for bringing up importance of verses we recite every day. Thank you for sharing episode of cockroach in Hawaii. One question, Prabhuji. What was Yashoda Mataji calling Krishna before his name ceremony from Gargamuni?
Lala.
Lala. Nice.
We have a lot of devotees' name. I think some devotees' name Lala. Lala. So we have time to take those questions, or you have a next program, I think, lined.
We have time, Prabhuji, only three Mataji's raised hand. So Sukhatagri Mataji, can go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Very beautiful class, Prabhuji, and so many points to take away. Quickly, I just was thinking, like you discussed the verse from Bhagavad Gita, where it says that, a true transcendentalist finds peace within himself. So if I missed some part of your explanation or I didn't get it right, what does it mean to find peace within oneself, Prabhu, in practical terms? What does it translate to?
This class is also recorded. It will be beneficial if you hear it one more time and I say something also in that. First of all, I would request you identify where you are, who you are. So you hear you are not this body, you're not the mind. Wait, then where am I? Okay, I'm inside the body. Close your eye. Try to shut down as many senses possible. Think, I'm inside. Where am I? Oh, unit of consciousness. Unit of consciousness. Okay, what is consciousness? Oh, thinking. Oh, I can think, therefore I am. In the Western philosophy, they say the same thing, Bhagavad Gita. I can think. So that's the soul. Where is this thinking coming from? Just like this professor told me face to face. He said, what if I don't believe anything you say? I said, wonderful. I'm glad that you came to your reality. He said, what do you mean? I said you have a doubt. He said, yes. I said, I have a question. Who is the doubter? He said, what do you mean? Who is doubter? Is the body the doubter or mind is the doubter? Who is the doubter? Your head is the doubter, or actually doubter exists separately from all this? This man is he's a head of the medical department. He's a good friend. And he says, you really put me in puzzle. I really have to think, where am I? Who is where? Because without doubter, doubt cannot come. So first you think, the thinking has to come from a conscious being. Where is this thinking coming from? Is it coming from the body? If somebody's body part is cut off, they still think. Christopher Reeve, the Superman guy who before he died, he said this. He said, my whole body is paralyzed, but I'm the same person. I'm thinking, what is going on? So I'm not this body. Even though he's a Karmi, Superman hero in the movie, but he gave a very wonderful explanation. I appreciate that. So you have to identify that, okay, Krishna is inside my heart. I heard it. What is heart? First you think, what is heart? Prabhupada said, heart is located in the center of consciousness. I am a unit of consciousness. Heart is in the center of consciousness. What is consciousness? Oh, consciousness means thinking, awareness, feeling. So more you think, you will go start going inside, inward. You'll see, turn yourself inward. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna. The soul is going to chant. I am inside and Krishna is inside. More you focus on that, I'm inside chanting Hare Krishna. But the tongue is uttering the sound. So body is the uttering the sound or the soul? The soul is desiring, body is facilitating. And the sound goes through the ear to the heart. When you hear it, that time the soul is aware. Oh, so I have to hear what I'm chanting. Whose name I'm chanting? If I'm not aware, the soul did not hear. It is just surfacing on the mental and physical. Because I may chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What this Mataji is doing there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What this Prabhu doing here? Who is thinking? Who is chanting? Two things. Soul will chant when you hear you chanting and aware that you are calling out, my Lord, please accept me. Many life I wasted. I did not serve you. Even this life, I still don't have a feeling. Please, please ignore my offense. Ignore my, please accept me. Begging, you calling for the Lord to accept you. That time the soul actually heard and transforming. Soul is chanting. Prabhupada says on Dakshar case, we are on chapter 5. I'm sure you finished Daksha on 4th canto. Daksha, when he did not have a head, he regretted. So Prabhupada said, modern science think that the regression, you know, repentance comes from the head. But Daksha was repenting when he has no head. How this happened then? So Prabhupada, I like the way Prabhupada said it. He says, repentance, regret, has to come from the heart where Krishna is sitting. Believe me, more you regret, more you repent, you will go inward and you'll see there Krishna and you'll reciprocate. Krishna will start. And when you connect this, an experience of happiness will illuminate your consciousness, your heart, that you never can find replacing with ice cream or Lamborghini or whatever people are trying to find happiness. So try to practice this every day, little, inside. one day you will be surprised that you forgot that you are sitting in one place and chanting, because you are inside chanting and thinking of Krishna. You are praying, calling out. Our chanting in the beginning is calling out like a child for mother. And two way you get the result. Remember this Prabhupada says, intensity and purity. How pure desire it is and how intense you are to be connected with Krishna. That will produce the result. I hope that gives you a little bit and you can hear again that lecture.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Alisha, Ishrani Mataji, you can go ahead with your question, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hare Krishna, this is Dhanvat Kanam. I'm so thrilled to hear from you. My question is, what is the quickest way to make advancement? As we know that human life is so short. Already I'm 30 years old, you know, one third of my life is over. And as the age, mind and intelligence, you know, sometimes they build, like, you know, they help, sometimes they go haywire all over the place. So how we can perfect our life, like human life, whatever lifespan is left, how can we achieve the highest perfection?
Easiest answer is try to associate with Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. And if you say, well, I don't have a direct contact in a physical form, there are many sincere devotees. Bhakti Japa Sangha group produce those devotees also in the good association. There's the easiest way will be if you have a good, sincere devotee association. It can literally push. Even though we know there is 81 types of bhakti, Kapil Dev says, then Rupa Goswami Pad put 64 out of 81. Prahlad Maharaj says 9 limbs of bhakti. Then Rupa Goswami Pad put again 5 is the most essential. But out of 5, if you look at all of them, number 1 is Sadhu Sangha. From Sadhu Sangha, you get Bhagavat Sravan. From Sadhu Sangha, you chant Hare Krishna or with Sadhu Sangha. From Sadhu Sangha is the Tirthabhas. You can live in a holy place. From Sadhu Sangha, you can mentally actually worship the deity. All 5 can be with the Sadhu Sangha. So seek a good, sincere Sadhu Sangha. But sincere Sadhu Sangha, I meant who has an interest to uplift your consciousness. Not everybody advanced may not have an interest to uplift your consciousness or help you. That's why Rupa Goswami said, Sadhu Sangha Sato Bore, Shasnigda. One has to have an affection. One has to have a care for you. One who cares, one who gives protection to your spiritual life. One who really wants to see you advance. And that person is advanced. Associate here. By hearing them, you can associate. By applying their instruction in your consciousness, it will give you realization. And on that action, on that realized platform, Krishna will reveal himself. This is a shorter version. I hope some benefits will be there.
Yes, definitely, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, do you have time for one question, Prabhuji?
Yes. Yes, Mata.
Janaki Mataji, you want to go ahead with your question, Mataji? If you are there.
Yes, Mataji, I'm here. I just want to thank you, Prabhu and everyone for wonderful realizations. I was actually trying to seek spiritual support and guidance, and I wish if Pran Govind Prabhu has some time that I can take it offline. I know we are out of time also. If that's okay, I would like to have some spiritual guidance offline, Mataji and Prabhu.
You can find my contact through Bhakti Japa Sangha group, and I'm with Bhakti Japa Sangha group because they are such a sincere devotee. Where am I going to find sincere devotee without them? They are like really, I'm not trying to promote, don't misunderstand. I am observing, and actually I see they are really sincere, serious spiritual life.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Shava Gauri Mataji has the contact. Even I had, but somehow I missed it. Can you please tell so that we can get everybody know your contact number?
My WhatsApp number is 352-221-0041. 352-221-0041.
Hare Krishna, Dhanat Pranam. All glories to everyone present here. I really appreciate, Prabhu, you taking time to share such deep realizations. I really heartfelt today. Thank you, Radha Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for participating.
Prabhuji, I will quickly read the message in the chat, Prabhuji.
Yes, ma'am.
Chanda, Kitni Mataji, Hare Krishna Pran Govind Prabhuji, thank you so much, very much for such a beautiful class. We must have willingness, appreciation and gratefulness to retain what we hear. Thank you so much for giving this to us, such an important to understand. Flower represents the heart. So much nectar today. You help put us in the proper mood of Karti. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, Mata. Please, everybody, bless me and pray for me so I can advance along with you all.
Thank you so much, Chitni Mataji, for beautiful comment. Anushya Mataji, thank you very much, Prabhuji. It is a wonderful class. Hare Krishna, everyone. And Raj Prabhuji, message to Anuradha Mataji. You are so good, Mataji. You put someone like me in different bhakti groups. You are a pure heart devotee. Please bless us. And Shivani, from Shivani Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Excellent class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Mataji, please share Prabhuji email with me as well as sure, Mataji.
Yeah, I shared in the chat the phone number, whatever Prabhuji has told. I have typed in the chat. You all can save it. If there is any doubt, you can contact me. I can give you the number in person also.
Thank you so much, Chintakandarika Mataji. Take responsibility. From Siramani Nandani Mataji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you for the association and sharing the lecture. Yeah, those questions, messages, Prabhuji. And last one, Satya Bhama Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pram. Agree totally on the aspects of envy, appreciating the devotees. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you. Such a wonderful well-wisher. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji.
And Bhakti Japa Sangha group member, Prabhus and mothers, ki jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Dhanavad. Thank you, Dhanavad. Hare Krishna.